Page 209. Curse of Bigness.
I think that if you look carefully at Facebook, it is in some ways a poster child for the curse of bigness in our time.
The Curse of Bigness is Wu's new book. The curse, that America has abandoned antitrust enforcement and left us with an economy dominated by de facto monopolists like Facebook, Google, and Amazon. And things used to be different. In 1911, John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Trust was broken up because of its vast power. Over a century later, many think Facebook's tolerance for disinformation and its invasion of privacy are similarly sinister. But Facebook proceeds unchallenged.
The U.S. government allowed them to buy their two main competitors, Instagram and WhatsApp. So there's been no real competition in social networking for the last 6 years. And so I think they felt, in some ways, above the law, above competition.
But what about Google?
Yeah. So, you know, Google has proven itself willing to destroy all of its competitors over the last 10 years or so. Google has extinguished many industries that might possibly compete with it vertically by giving its own products preference right when you search.
And Amazon?
What I'm concerned about with Amazon is the fact that they have become the only real place online where you can sell things.
But it's just amazing what Amazon does, right?
There's good Amazon, there's bad Amazon. The good Amazon, in my view, is the one that has made it easier to get a lot of products relatively easily. But maybe you invent a better mousetrap. They make the Amazon version, and then they own that market.
But they're super convenient, right?
In our times, the path towards a dangerous fate is paved with convenience. And it's taken us closer to this structure that we had in the Gilded Age, where you had one great monopoly per industry.
Or industries dominated by just a few firms, not monopolies, but oligopolies that still control price and service.
The classic argument against monopoly that I learned was that the monopolist will be able to charge higher prices because she or he is the only game in town.
Yeah, that is the classic argument, but I think it's too thin an argument. And it turns out that the damage done by monopoly is frankly much greater than just higher prices.
First, says Wu, the industry tends to stagnate.
The monopolist has no real need to innovate, no real need to improve things.
Copyright PBS NewsHour.